Hi there, Corey Sanders here, and I have the distinct honor of being here with Scott Johnston, Senior Vice President of Product Management at Docker, to talk a little bit about some of the things we heard today and some of the places we're going with Microsoft and Docker. So thank you so much, Scott, for joining us.
Corey, thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
It's fantastic. And we're live, which is exciting.
Terrifying.
It is. I'm very nervous. So first of all, let's start off. Some of the things that happened today, the announcements, like tell me a little bit about what you saw, what you heard, and sort of what gets you excited.
Absolutely. You know, it's exciting, Corey, to see the ecosystem grow and develop and really follow the users on their journey with Docker containers. And today was a great milestone, right? So Microsoft and Docker have been on this journey for over a year and have made tremendous investments across the stack and across the lifecycle from devs to DevOps to ops. And today, I think what we saw with AzureCon and particularly the Azure Container Service is a great new offering for landing Docker workloads and scaling those and bringing them to the full reliability that's required for production service levels. And so, if we look at the user base and the users, they've been starting, of course, on the dev side and starting with proofs of concept and kicking the tires. But as they develop applications and gain confidence with the platform, they've been wanting to move and deploy in production environments. And so that's where I think the Azure Container Service, today's announcement, comes in, which is that it's a great target platform for deploying containerized applications, distributed containerized applications, in a way that's scalable, highly reliable, and secure. And so I think it's a great announcement, and we're really happy to be working with Microsoft on it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, one of the parts of the announcement was obviously the support of sort of the full Docker stack, right? From Docker Swarm down to Docker Compose and sort of actually deploying and managing on the actual host. Can you spend just a few minutes explaining, you know, obviously the Docker containers, everyone knows about Docker containers, but maybe spend a few minutes explaining sort of the other pieces and sort of how they all come together to make sort of a full application model for customers.
Right. No, you know, Docker containers are kind of the key word, and that's what 2.5 years ago kind of started this great movement that we're all a part of, and this is creating a great ecosystem. An application is not a single container. It's a number of containers that are working together, network together to create a service or an application that the user experiences. And so in order to do that, Docker has been, with the community, building an exciting set of tools and capabilities on top of the core platform that include both developer tools in the form of Docker Compose that allows developers to describe and create topologies that consist of multiple containers, and as well as sysadmin or operations tools like Docker Swarm that allows those teams to build clusters of Docker engines, clusters of Docker hosts, that then can automatically place and route the containers that are part of a multi-container distributed app. And so the two together really work in concert to deliver an end-to-end experience from the dev's desktop through QA and staging all the way into production. And of course, you know, underlying all of this is the same promise that the container delivered, Docker container delivered, which is any Docker distributed app made of multiple containers can run unchanged. It's 100% portable from laptop to QA machine to cloud. And I think today's announcement is another phenomenal platform for those distributed apps, which is the Azure Container Service.
Right, and so one of those benefits that I've seen, at least with Docker, is of course you have that same sort of image format, which is now actually an open standard, right?
Yes,
as part of OCI.
That's right.
And you can deploy that in any location, which means things like Docker Hub have this huge amount of benefit for the community to go take sort of the jumping on the shoulders of others, right, if you will, in a nice way, and sort of being able to borrow and grow sort of the applications in that way.
No, that's right, and you know, Docker Hub now over 200,000 applications available for the community to participate in. And Docker, in addition to being portable, is composable, right? You can create these composable applications. Lego building blocks is an analogy we often use. And so now with Docker Hub and the Azure Container Service together, you can create these applications by mixing and matching different applications that are available on Hub and deploying them through Compose and Swarm right into the container service. And so it's a great kind of end-to-end workflow from you know, devs into sysadmins and all the way into production.
That's awesome. One of the things we saw today even, I think, was the building of a Compose file, a YAML file, directly in Visual Studio Code. And so one of the sort of interesting things, at least I've felt as part of the work with Docker and Microsoft, has been, you know, it's not just Azure, as much as I would like it to be just Azure, since that's my team.
Nice.
You know, it's other areas. It's the fact that, you know, the development tools, right?
The full
application lifecycle all have now integration points and sort of the ability to deploy and manage and launch with Docker in addition to Windows Server.
That's right.
So tell me a little bit
That's
about
right.
some of those other points, perhaps.
Well, I think this is another exciting dimension of the Docker-Microsoft partnership, right? In that Docker started on Linux,
right?
And it grew very quickly, wonderful ecosystem on the Linux platform. But of course, the enterprise is a very heterogeneous environment, and right. it's an environment that has mixed workloads of Windows and Linux. And so the partnership is really bringing the Docker experience to the Windows side of the house, if you will, within the enterprise. And what's exciting is we've been talking with customers that it's across the board, again, on both the dev as well as the operations side, meaning operations sysadmins are very excited in that now with the Docker APIs, they can use those same APIs regardless of whether they're managing workloads on Windows or on Linux. And so talk about simplifying their tools and simplifying the way they instrument their deployments. And it's really bringing a uniformity or normalization, if you will, to the whole tool chain within the data center. And then on the dev side, you're just a customer vignette. Customer, we were sharing our work roadmap and our work with Microsoft, and the customer paused us and said, "Hey, you know, I've got thousands of .NET developers. Like, you know, to take advantage
what do you
of
want
what do you want me to do? That's exactly what they said. To take advantage of microservices and cloud native applications. Like, should I retrain them all on Java and Linux?" And I said, "No, no. We actually have a wonderful platform coming with Microsoft that'll bring." You know, this modern application architectural capabilities to .NET developers as well. So don't train them at all. And in fact, take advantage of this partnership to compose Windows applications as well as Linux applications. And so the fact that the partnership kind of satisfies both sides of the house, the development side and what's inside the container, and the ops side in terms of the tools outside the container, is, I think, a very exciting fruition outcome of the partnership.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you know, actually, I made a video of sort of like playing around with Docker just recently, actually, as part of the AzureCon videos. And what I did was I did the exact same things on both a Linux machine and a Windows machine, which was a lot of fun. It revealed how much of a noob I am actually on the Linux side. So I will apologize for that for people who watch my video. But, you know, one of the things based on sort of the story you told is the exciting parts is that you're right. Every infrastructure's got both, right? Mm-hmm. They've got Windows, they've got Linux, right? And so being able to take that, sort of abstract it away, then with Compose be able to place it onto the machines, and then Swarm be able to organize it across all those machines. You've suddenly got a completely different end-to-end story than what people are dealing with today in their on-premises environment.
No, that's right. And so often you go to an enterprise and you see literal stacks, both technology and humans and processes, right? Yes. And you have a Windows stack of tech, humans, and processes here, and even culture, Even culture.
That's right.
And so
They don't talk to each other. They speak different languages.
Right. And so
one's PowerShell, one's anti-PowerShell.
and that's this kind of leveling of that, right? And allowing folks to kind of communicate and talk and work cross technologies, and technologies then become an input to the applications they want to build versus a barrier to communication. I think we have yet to see the full impact of this.
Yeah, it's actually a really exciting time, I think, to see some of these things come to life. So that's great. And I think, you know, the container service announcement and sort of plans with Swarm support as part of that is going to be really, really powerful. Obviously, you guys have a big conference coming up, Docker EU, coming up later this year in November.
We do.
Tell me a little bit about where that is and sort of and what you guys are, maybe some hints. I don't know about what you can tell us, but I know. Earned it?
Let's see.
It is live, so we can't edit anything.
That's right.
Please be careful.
We'll be very careful. No, thank you. So DockerCon will be November 16th, 17th in Barcelona. It's the second time we've been in Europe for DockerCon. We were there a year ago in December in Amsterdam. And you're going to see some very exciting announcements. I'll call it on two ends of the spectrum. So on one end, as customers have continued to get comfortable with Docker, with partners, ecosystem technologies, you'll see continued examples of production deployments of real users in real industries deploying real applications into production environments using all the tools that we've seen here today as well as throughout the ecosystem. And that's going to be very exciting to see additional validation of success, not just on one part or one corner of an organization, but actually throughout the entire IT value chain.
Yeah.
The second, which we saw hints of it at DockerCon San Francisco in June, is you have our core kind of the core ecosystem is kind of focused on servers, right? Docker hosts on servers and all the ecosystem partners around it. But you're also seeing Docker up on mainframes on one end of the spectrum, and then down on Raspberry Pis and ARM chips on the other end of the spectrum. And so look for additional kind of goodies there as well at DockerCon Europe, where you'll see kind of bread and butter production workloads on servers, but also some pretty innovative stuff at the fringes, because the community just has no end of innovation that they can bring to the party. So it's going to be a very exciting time.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think just in the last year, right, I think I've seen an amazing transition of people talking about Docker to people actually using it pretty extensively. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sort of like you said, the ability to go sort of the dev test environment into sort of a test machine and then into production and across these servers. So one of the big benefits is just sort of how fast you can sort of move along in that overall development ecosystem. And
That's right. And so the portability and composability are most often what folks see right away when they experience Docker, right? So they spend, you know, a little bit of time with Docker, a couple weeks, months, and they see the portability and composability of like, wow, building blocks, and
look what I can
wow,
do. Yeah.
I can move all the way through very quickly through my lifecycle. But where you're going is actually the reveal that comes after a couple months, where it's and it's almost mind blowing, where you get the agility and speed that devs want, and the governance and security that ops needs, and so often, like, those are opposing forces, and you give up one, you give up a benefit on one, or incrementally on one, to kind of get benefit on the other,
and you see them constantly fighting, trade off, right?
Exactly. And so what we're seeing, the mind-blowing part, is that Docker is aligning those. Where you use Docker, you get the intersection of that, where you're giving devs the agility and speed that they need, and you're giving ops also the governance and security. And for most organizations,
I previously always had to make a decision.
I had to trade off one for the other, right? And now you get both.
Right.
And so most folks, when they see that, they see the revolution that is possible with Docker. And one way we call it is like evolutionary revolution, meaning you don't have to consume the whole stack overnight across your entire organization. You start slowly. You start with your couple of devs, and then you expand to the dev team, and then the CI process, and then into production.
Right.
But before you know it, you stand back and you look what the journey has delivered to you, and it is a revolution.
It's amazing.
It's a sea change.
And that's actually a very different approach to typical IT organizations, where they typically have to make a decision across their entire, everything's got to move to X. And so what you're saying it ends up being much more gradual, but then once you're done, it's a realization that your entire industry has changed.
Orders of magnitude, speed and agility and, you know, much more secure workloads. And so, but you don't necessarily see it in the step-by-step changes that you go getting there. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's exciting.
That's really cool. So I look forward to maybe I'll be invited.
I hope so.
I don't know if I'll be invited.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be there if I'm invited.
I know people.
People on the inside.
You know, yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Give me a shout.
Yeah, I will. I'll shoot you an email. So anything else today that you felt like was pretty exciting or in general, sort of anything else that you wanted to sort of mention about Docker, the relationship, anything else?
Well, I think, you know, the fact that the workloads really do start with the developer, but then progress through and can land in the cloud, they can land on premise, and of course the Azure Container Services start in the cloud, but you know, you have designs to have a similar experience on premise.
We do indeed.
And so there again, I think we're seeing the flexibility with which the Docker platform can bring organizations that turn what used to be technology decisions or you know, technology kind of rigid guidance or rigid strictures really into a business decision. Like what policy allows me to deploy where, and what economics, what kind of returns do I get if I deploy here versus there? And you know, what regulations allow me to deploy on-premise versus cloud versus this geo, that geo? Right. And I think today's announcement combined with our partnership just gives even more flexibility and choice to those IT teams to make business decisions, not be constrained by technology choices.
Yeah. So suddenly, your application can go anywhere. Doesn't matter. Then you just have to focus on what are those business policies.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic. So if people are looking to get started,
yes,
and they want to go, you know, they've heard all this great talk.
That's right.
Love the whale. Like, how do they
love
go?
The whale. Love the whale.
Please zoom in. Can
love the whale.
I don't know if someone's zooming in. Anyway, you know, how do people go get started? Like, how do they go spin up their first Docker container?
So if they're brand new, right?
Yes.
Never touched it before. www.docker.com homepage. There's a big getting started button right above the fold.
Awesome.
You know, hit that button. It will take you through a wonderful, wonderful getting started tutorial that includes downloading the Docker toolkit, which will set up all the bits on your laptop, whether it's Windows or Mac, right? It'll get you going out of the box. And literally within minutes, you'll be firing up your first container on your laptop and two thumbs up. And
that's right.
We have basically Hello World and Whale Say containers that you can get started with on your laptop, as well as getting your first container pushed to Docker Hub.
That's right.
So really easy to get started. Now, take the next step with Docker and Windows or Docker and Azure.
Right.
We've together with the partnership, we've rolled several great VMs that are turnkey, ready to go out of the box.
Right, you don't even have to install the tools.
We've got exactly Docker pre-installed on Linux VMs up on Azure Marketplace. We've got the Docker Trusted Registry, which is our commercial product, pre-installed, ready to go. Yep. And so Azure Marketplace is another great place to take the next step once you're familiar with the basic concepts of Docker and ready to start showing it to friends or starting to do a little bigger proof of concept.
Yeah, that's right. So absolutely, I think the going into Azure and starting from there is a fantastic option for you.
Yep.
And so obviously the VMs there you can launch, they do have Docker pre-installed.
Yes.
We also do have images available that pull directly from Docker Hub. And
that's
so
right.
You can actually spin up, you know, a Redis cache-based Docker image solution, all for a single, that's a mouthful.
It's but you got it out.
I got it all out, right?
Yeah,
just like the fact that I couldn't get your title for a long, long time. So anyway, awesome.
Good.
And you're right, actually, and the Docker Trust Registry as well, which is available to launch directly from there. And so you can spin it up and build up a private registry as well.
That's right, up on Azure Cloud. So, so a couple clicks and you're there.
Ready to go. So, hey, Scott, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. And thank you. I hope you enjoyed the conference in AzureCon. And I think that's all we've got.
That's it.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Corn.
Yep.